Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my. Put a
sheet on it. And it makes me sad. Put a sheet
on it. Well, hello there. Put a sheet
on it. Football sucks, kind of. Put a sheet on it.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses, dude.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
I'll whack your ass right now. Nice to have you along. Welcome.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
What happened to that gal? Is she still a thing?
She's got a podcast, I think.
Didn't she disappear due to some crypto scheme? Is she still?
Shocking. Haley Welch?
Yeah, that's right. The Haktua spit on that thing. She had like a moment there where she was like dominating the dojo, and then she just like left.
She has launched a charity.
Oh.
It is called Paws Across America.
Something about the animals, right? Dogs?
Yeah. Paws, yeah.
Yeah, paws.
She has recently announced a partnership with the Eagles.
Really?
And she has talked to her own podcast. Who cares?
I didn't know if that was still going on, because like I said, I thought she...
relaunched.
She's relaunched. Back.
Yeah. She has her own company called 16 Minutes. You see what she did there?
The 15 Minutes of Fame, right?
Yeah.
I see you.
And she has ended her partnership with Better Holdings, which I think was the...
the crypto place.
So
she defrauded the people, made millions, and then it's like, I can't have
I don't know what it is with the Eagle. Like, the Philadelphia Eagles, not the band.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it
She's
is.
She's there with Don Fry's kid. Or Glenn Fry, I guess.
What's she doing with the Eagles?
I don't know.
Spitting on those things?
Well, she showed up to the Mets.
Spit on that thing.
What?
She showed up to a Mets game and, like... She was making the rounds doing that. I don't know what on earth the Eagles would be promoting with her. Like, there's no one that's still, like, a fan of hers, right? Like,
yeah, she's apparently doing pretty well. This says that she has been able to provide for her family now, and she bought her grandmama a convertible for Christmas.
Well, again, I'm sure she's made a bunch of money. Like, that crypto scheme, she made, like, $10 million, like, in an hour. Yeah, she made a ton of coins, so I'm assuming
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I'm sure she's doing just fine.
Maybe we need to come out with like a primetime fungible token or something. Pull the rug out.
I just didn't know that like...
I'm not doing that. I'm not touching that.
I would. Let's go.
You would. Sook, dude, if there is a primetime token, Sook's on it.
Let's rip some people off. Let's go.
You won't get arrested, at least if you're talk to a girl. You just take all that money and run. Man.
Here's my thing about anyone that...
Well, you can play dumb.
Well, that's my thing. Well, she is dumb. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like,
but you can also play dumb.
I'm sure she's got smart people behind her that are... Dude, that girl is two-thirds an idiot. But good for her. Because
What's the other third?
Well, spitting on things. the beauty part about this country is you can be two-thirds an idiot and you can go on and make millions.
That's right.
Good for her. She was walking out of a bachelor party, had someone filmed her doing something, and now she never has to work again. That's awesome. That's the American dream. But let's not act like... Like, when something like that happens, then we have to pretend that she's good at something or what... No, she was lucky. She won the lottery. She won the dumb people lottery. Don't be mad about it.
It's not that. It's that people want to go listen to that kind of podcast. It's like, what does she have to say that's worth listening to? Nothing. You are literally filling your ears and...
Have you heard it?
No.
Maybe she's great.
Yeah. I doubt. I would bet the house I don't own, rest in peace, Brian Wheeler, that podcast sucks.
I listened to her. She was on the Bill Maher podcast, and it was really creepy because Bill Maher was like hitting on her, and it was, and she was like, "You remind me of my grandpa." It was very weird, and I thought he was very.
It's okay. It's okay.
I thought it was very condescending, and I actually thought he treated her crappy. I actually felt bad for her, but I listened to like maybe 35, 40 minutes of that. And I couldn't do it anymore. One, the Maher thing was really creepy, but two, she really is that dumb. She seems really sweet. What is the country? Is it Bumpkin? Right?
Yeah, an old country bumpkin.
She seems just a country bumpkin. And she was. She was working like at a bead store or something when that happened. She's just some.
Well, not everybody's smart who relates to people and is like bringing joy to people. Yeah, you're not all smart. Look at you.
Clearly. Yeah, my dumbass can do this for 20 plus years.
That's right.
So again, I don't fault anyone like that. I'm always amazed when something like that has staying power. And because she's off my radar, I didn't know if she had still stuck around. And whether she does or not, she's made enough money that in theory she never has to do anything ever again.
Yeah, and she's obviously had some pretty good guidance because starting her own company.
Yeah, well, she didn't start her own company.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. She had somebody gave her good guidance because starting her own company is probably not something she would do on her own.
No.
And charity and things like that, you know. So, hey, man. Get your bag.
Find a good manager, I guess.
Get it
right?
While you can.
Get your bag, girl.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
bitch.
That gal.
Well, I will tell you.
That girl's worth like $40 million.
If you have that moment, that 15 minutes moment, you really don't. Like, she is a great example of you don't actually have to do much of anything to capitalize on it.
No.
There are a team of people that will gladly piggyback off of that and make money off of you.
They'll take 5%.
Yeah, or 10%, whatever.
Yeah, whatever it is.
But they'll take their money, and you'll get yours, and it's a win-win. So if you have that, don't try to capitalize on your 15 minutes by yourself.
No.
Go to the experts.
Turn it over to someone.
They'll hook you up.
Exactly. Just
they know what's up.
Hire a manager and...
Well, and she got lucky in that regard, too, because there are so many managers or companies out there that they will just be scammy and try to grab anybody, you know, trying to get their 15 minutes of fame and ruin them. So she got lucky.
Got lucky because, that's usually what the crypto thing is.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to capitalize off of just the followers.
And this is my theory is that if you're dumb enough to fall for a hawk to a coin, no offense,
I don't think anyone falls for it. I think it's all just people know that you buy it.
Yeah.
Like you're in on it. You buy it.
And then
you ride it up and then you sell it.
But that's my thing is if you dump 10 grand into the hawk to a coin and you end up getting, you know, your bottom handed to you, I don't really feel bad for you. Someone was going to get your money eventually. A Nigerian prince. Right? Someone on the internet, one of those like tax evasion, someone was taking your money. At least this way it was voluntary, right? Like you went into it being like, all right, I'm going to buy this thing as opposed to truly being defrauded. So I have a hard time having sympathy if you fell for hawk to a coin. There's a little bit of that buyer beware.
Should I tell you about my hawk to a coin experience?
did you jump on that, did you?
No.
Fart coin and everything else they've got.
So, I'm sure you forgot about this, but we were reminded of it by listener Dwayne. He's a P1.
Yep.
And he was very excited for this. He wants to know, because you said you would provide this list.
That is true.
He wants to know the top five things from your sex shop rendezvous.
Boy, I will tell you, having gone, what was that the other, it was two nights ago, Monday night, I strolled into the Hustler Megastore in Vancouver. Which I never thought I would go into the Hustler Megastore, because why would you? But I see it every. If you go into the Dairy Queen, it's like it's tucked in behind a Dairy Queen. First off, it's massive. I can give you a full breakdown because it was
That's what the people want.
It was a whole experience. I did get myself the nudie cards that I went in. A little more expensive than I thought, though.
All right, we'll get to that next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So apparently Big Sook likes to visit the Hustler Megastore, and now he's going to tell you about it.
That store has been there for, it's been there for a long time.
Where is it?
It's on Mill Plain in Vancouver, and it's like tucked off the street. They always are. Yeah, it used to be a gym. I used to work out there when I was a kid, and then it was like a plasma center, and now it's a Hustler Megastore.
Quite the spectrum of businesses there.
Yeah, and I've always thought, like every now and then, like you go to like get a blizzard, and like you're sitting in the Dairy Queen line, and you look over there, and you're like, oh, there's a Hustler store there, and I'm like, how are these places in business? Like, who's going? There's never anyone there, and so the other night I said that I had to go get a dirty deck of playing cards, for Thanksgiving. My gal bought like this. It's basically like a Jim Rummy solitaire game that she wants to play as a group. And everyone has to have their own deck of cards because you have to be able to sort them. So she bought a set, and I was like, screw that. I'm getting my own set of cards. And I'm getting a set. I wanted a set of nudie cards to play a very wholesome family game. Well, and so I went to get them online at Amazon. Amazon doesn't sell, like, dirty products. And I was like, well, I'm not going to pay.
Can't say I knew that.
Yeah. Believe me, I was too. I was like, really? Like, I can't get a dirt. I can buy anything on Amazon. I can buy a car on Amazon, but I can't get a dirty deck of playing cards.
You can buy cars on Amazon?
Yeah, Ford just agreed to sell like used cars on Amazon.
Boy, that's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. You can buy like certified pre-owned cars on Amazon.
Not have to go to the dealership? Yeah. That's going to take right off.
Yeah, get warranties and all
that
stuff.
Dude, I'd buy a car on Amazon.
Me too.
You can buy anything else, but apparently you can't buy like a comedian set of nudie cards. The best I could come up with was like scantily clad hentai figures. And I'm like, that's not what I'm looking for.
No.
So I saw that when you Google dirty deck of adult playing cards, Hustler pops up. And I'm like, well, I'm not ordering them because you have to pay a bunch of money for free shipping. And I was like, I'll just go to the Hustler store. So I stroll into the Hustler store after work. And let me just say for the record, that place is huge.
It's a superstore, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's enormous.
That's why they call it a superstore.
I had no idea.
When you go into a superstore, you expect it to be large. What's the matter with you?
I just didn't think.
I didn't know they had a Costco of sex stores.
It is. It is a
Which is better, Costco or Hustler?
Well, I'm not going to lie. The Hustler store was way more interesting than the...
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
You will see a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Black dong.
And what I realized, too, in this one, and I will say there was a guy and a girl both working, and they seemed very friendly. I think they were a little weirded out that I was in there.
Oh, come on. You look just like everyone else that goes in there.
I was
going
to say, man, they can't be judging who walks
Can I tell
in
you?
That door.
I think the guy liked what I had going on. I don't think the girl did.
What?
I think the guy liked what I had going on.
But he's gay.
Can't say that for certain. He seemed very flirty, as opposed to
like
the girl.
What did he say?
There was
let's explore this.
There was a lot of comments made about my size, tattoos. There was just he seemed interested in what I had going on.
I'm gay.
And he was interested in what I was there to buy. And when I told him I was just there to buy,
I bet you he gets all kinds of dudes in that shop.
Oh yeah.
And all I told him I was just there. I told him what I was doing. I was just looking to buy like a deck of cards. he directed me to the deck of cards and then proceeded to show me a lot. I got a lot of attention. Not from the gal, but
was there anybody else in there?
There were like three other people. It was very dead. For a giant store, there wasn't a lot of people there. The funny part is there's a normal room when you walk in, and then there's a back room that's the 18 plus room.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there's two separate.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, no, there's two separate rooms.
I've never been to an adult shop where there's an out front area and then a more adult area. I thought they were all 18 plus.
No, man, sir. It's a little, there's a little, other stuff going on.
Yeah,
I went to one in Dallas one time, and this was my first indoctrination into these types of things even existing.
Naughty things.
They had the back room. Like
booths.
Booths. I had never seen that before.
And oh, with like, the videos in them?
Yeah, you can go in and, you know,
do things.
Yeah. Watch your vids and do whatever you need to do. But I didn't know that existed until I was in my early 20s.
So my man escorts me in the back. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, he does.
And the best part is they've got hands-on like exhibits in the back where you can try out.
Oh, God. I don't want to touch that.
Can a grown man take your pants off? You can, if you want to like bat something around and feel it, you can like. They've got stuff like out of boxes.
Wait, can you say that again? What was it?
What?
Say it again.
What? You can bat them around.
Bat what?
Things. They've got.
I love dong news.
Yeah, they've got a lot of the products. There's like display tables where you can like. You can like handle stuff before you buy it. It's like a try it before you buy it.
All right.
So they got different stuff set up, which was hilarious. And I was cackling. I was smiling the entire time. I thought it was great. And the guy was super friendly. And I just couldn't help but smile and laugh at the absurdity of some of the things, especially some of the stuff that was on that was on display. I'll go back to what I thought were my favorite products. But one of the best things is when I was leaving and I was checking out, I couldn't find anything for the White Elephant gift. I was going to get some for the BTJ's party White Elephant gift. But all the stuff that I wanted to get, it may have been problematic. I found like four things that I thought were awesome. And then I was like, boy, how much? What am I?
You were deterred.
Well, I'll share you with one that I was going to buy. Like, it was in my hand, ready to go, and I don't know if it's... I may go back and get it for a White Elephant gift. But when I went to buy the dirty deck of cards, someone had come in, and they were trying to return something, and apparently they have a very strict return policy, and this person was not happy at the return policy, which was an entirely... That was the best experience, was...
Was it used?
According to the person, lightly used.
That's they not claim, okay.
They claim that they opened the box, didn't like it, and didn't use it, but it had been opened. And you can't return that, and that person wasn't happy, and they said that there would be like, you know, it's like, I want to speak to them. It was that.
I give you two dudes swallowing wieners.
So that was kind of fun. God, also,
Schultz,
when you...
what are you doing over there?
Too many drops.
Also, when you walk in, very weird, they have the big photo of Larry Flint in the wheelchair. It's like a giant... No, like...
Well, he's the hustler guy.
He's the hustler guy.
I don't want to see a decrepit old man, though.
But he's the man.
I thought maybe we'd have, like, young Larry Flint. No, dude, it's like old Larry Flint in the gold wheelchair.
I'm your creepy uncle.
Yeah, it's like right there. God. Whole thing. But yeah, the front of the store, whatever, the back of the store is way better. It's hilarious. One of the one of my favorite things that I saw was they had there's milking devices, and they had a thing where, you know, the beer hats.
I'm gonna show you my boots
that you wear the helmet, and then it carries the two beers in it, and then you can drink from the straw.
Yeah.
They had a milking. They had a milking helmet.
Oh my gosh!
Where you wear you wear the helmet, and then it's got a straw, but instead of the straws going into the beer. On the side of the helmet, it goes on to two suction cups. And so you can you can suction cup.
You didn't buy that.
I did not buy that.
That's dumb.
Although I thought that was kind of fun. The other one that I thought was great, and this is what I wanted to do for the White Elephant gift. And I can I also say that I had no idea that sex toys were this expensive.
They ain't cheap.
No. Dude, that stuff is like...
Schulte knows that.
Yeah.
Darn tootin' a do.
I thought some of that stuff was just like a few bucks. One of the reasons I didn't buy this for the White Elephant gift was, one, I thought that maybe it would be problematic, me showing up to the... to the Mrs. Party with this. And two, I was like, oh my God, how expensive is that? There is, there's molds.
Oh, yeah.
That you can make.
You can buy it for your partner.
You buy it for your partner. So we could have, like, if you bought this, you could make your very own Isaac Ropp and Nurse Knox.
Yeah. Well, that's from the movie. That's, that was in, there's a Seth Rogen movie. You should know this. You're the movie guy.
Oh,
why am I telling you? What, it's the Neighbors, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, the where they move next to the frat house.
Yeah, didn't the
I
frat
think it's called Neighbors.
The frat house did the penis molds.
Yes, yes,
right.
Yes. So they had one. They had one called the Clone of Willie.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, this is hilarious. And then they had the, you know, the other one too. Dude, they were like $90 a pop, and I was like, oh my gosh. And so then that
wait for the kit?
For the kit.
To take it home and
yes.
do my own?
Yes.
I didn't seem that bad, actually.
Yeah, I don't think that's that
$90?
I mean, that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, you got to position everything. You got to get the silicone poured. You
especially
gotta...
with this hog.
Come on, man.
So I was like, when I saw those two things, I was like, this is amazing. I'm going to get both of these, and they'll be the White Elephant gift. I'll package them together. And then when I saw it, I was like, $180. I'm like, I don't want to spend $180 on a White Elephant gift. And then I also thought of how much trouble am I going to be in by bringing this? Like,
yeah, a lot.
A lot?
That's probably
is
a little,
that crossing a...
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be something in there that is better suited for what you're looking for.
Yeah. That was like my... I thought that was the... Of the stuff that I thought for a White Elephant gift, that's the stuff that I thought was the best. Because some of the other stuff is just downright, like, disturbing. Like, you can't show up with plugs and other things.
Well, there's got to be other more mundane things in there, right?
Yeah, but those were kind of lame.
Like what?
They had a whole section of, like, party gifts, like, where there was, like, games. And
you can go to Spencer's Gifts at the mall and get that kind of stuff.
I would also like to point out that, once again, we have discovered another thing that Schulte is an expert on. So let's just go ahead and add deviant sex toys. I love it. I'm like, I'm shocked at how, oh, no, let me tell you. What you want to do is you want to ask for the 25% discount.
Might be giving away what my interests are off the air.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm a filthy bastard. They had a bondage bear, which I thought was kind of fun.
Well, that's cute. Let's talk about that. What's that?
Well, it was like a big stuffed teddy bear, but it was like in bondage, and then there was like things attached to the bear.
Oh,
to the bear.
So you leave them on the bear when you're not using them.
Yeah.
And then,
so I thought that was kind
of... Wait, it stores your products?
Yeah.
So. It's just kind of a cheeky way to
Like if you want like a bunch of bondage stuff, you get to put it on like a big teddy bear, which I thought was kind of fun. But again, because it came with all the bondage stuff, I was just a little surprised at how much some of that stuff was. Like, where is the idea of like a comic gift? I think that price tag for me is about $75. Because I'm assuming that's just going to get home. Like, you're going to, like, throw that away.
Yeah, so, you're really just buying it for the laugh.
I'm just buying it for a laugh. And, I don't know, $180, $150 is not, you know, that's not worth it. But I will tell you the 50th anniversary nudie playing cards is what came home with me. That was the only purchase that...
So what is it, like, pictures of
It's just like
pots?
Yeah, it's like Hustler...
Models, basically.
What are the Hustler? I believe the Hustler Honeys
is what
it is.
Is that what that's still called?
So,
because bitch is behind maintenance.
I am excited the first time we break out Nerds on Thanksgiving and everyone's getting their deck of cards and I get to say, whoa, 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 I've got my own. And you could get the scantily clad cards, the nude cards, or the, you know.
The really, really nude cards. Yeah.
So, I went with the middle option, by the way.
I'd go with as dirty as you could get, baby.
Again.
Yeah, that'd be a little weird with your kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
Well, I didn't know kids were around this. I thought it was
He said it's the family.
Yeah, it's
family.
Yeah.
Come on, Schulte, pay attention over there.
Yeah.
So up tops are okay at a family? Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He just ran that back.
Yeah.
Are you watching this game at all?
Yes, I'm sitting here on my little phone here.
This game's wild.
It is. And Davis Mills is terrible, but the Bills can't stop the run game.
So the Texans went ahead to go up 10-9 mm-hmm. in a rock fight. Then Josh Allen threw a pick that led to a Texans field goal.
Yes.
13-9. And now, on the ensuing kickoff, the Bills just ran it back for a tutty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 15-13 pending extra point.
Davis Mills, by the way, 3 of 12 yeah. on the day.
Well, at least he's not throwing it to the other team like Josh Allen.
No, he's not.
It was a pretty bad pick.
Yeah, they're fine. 15-13. Can the Texans score another point?
That sounds like somebody who has a bet on the Bills.
It's possible. It's possible.
I know that tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah. There's also a nice. There was also a nice collection of shirts that I can't tell you what they say.
Jeff Russ would like those.
Yeah, there was definitely some of those. A lot of like Larry Flint for president, even though Larry Flint's dead. There was some,
All right. Well,
some different things.
I can tell you this. I will not be going into a Hustler Superstore anytime soon.
You should. It was fun. Again, will I go back? No. Should you go in one time? Maybe you want to buy, they had a gummy thong and bra for the missus. You
oh, could they pick, still have that stuff.
You could pick that up.
Edible garments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never liked the idea of that. Mm.
That did sound weird as a kid. I'm like, who's... Just, personally, you can't combine food and sex for me. I'm just not into that. Like, I don't even want to eat if I go to a strip club. It's like, why are you sitting here eating a steak? Don't do that. I just don't get it. Ho, ho, ho!
Bet you delivered some edible panties in your Santa days, huh? Schultzy?
Maybe a couple pairs, wow. Or maybe I ate them all.
Yeah, what even is the edible panty thing like?
Well, it starts a...
What is it?
It's so you can,
Don't worry, Schultz will tell you.
We all know what this is.
Well, actually, don't.
They're like, wearing something that you can eat.
Well, I get that, but what edible. Is it? What is it, though?
Like a
This was gummy.
Yeah, like licorice or gummy, basically.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
There you go.
Gets you in the mood.
Getting turned on. Yeah, all right. Thank you for that
there,
report.
There is my report. On the Hustler store.
Thank you.
In Vancouver. Also, by the way, very clean.
There's another one over on Barber. I should go into that one and compare notes.
Oh, I've been to that one, actually.
Is that the one? Yeah, the one right on Barber and I-5?
Yes.
What's it called?
Like Fantasy?
Yeah, Fantasy.
That it's been, 12 years since I've been there. But
I'm going
been there.
In there after the show. Mm.
They had booths, last time I remember. Mm. They had the booths. Mm.
I'm going to need to see how those things are cleaned. Knowing your cleanliness, I'm not sure you want to go back in there. You might want to bring your own cleaner, maybe your own secret formula that you made. I'm not sure that the bleach wipe is going to cut it.
I do remember one was in use when we were there. Mm-hmm. So. Door was closed.
Gross.
Yep, that's what I thought.
God. People are so...
I mean, they had to be like 80 years old, right? It's like you've got a phone. You've got the internet.
Now. Oh, I don't know.
Like,
about
we're.
That.
Come on.
All right. Coming up next, a medical breakthrough by me.
Rum raisin edible panties? Is that what we're talking about?
Here's Schultzy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Scientists in Switzerland have created a robot the size of a grain of sand.
That's kind of creepy. We got the whole nanobot thing happening.
Yeah. Now, why do you think that is? This is a medical breakthrough. It's actually pretty cool.
A robot. Are we going in and like cleaning stuff out? Like I'm assuming this is some sort of surgical thing.
It's actually pretty neat.
You're putting the body, maybe clearing out an artery or something?
Well, it's controlled by magnets.
Okay.
And what it can do is it can deliver drugs to a precise location in the human body.
Oh.
So it's a breakthrough that's aimed at reducing the side effects that stop many medicines from advancing in clinical trials.
Interesting.
So this guy, Bradley J. Nelson, he's the author of the paper in Science, describing this discovery, said, "We're just at the tip of the iceberg. I think surgeons are going to look at this. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of ideas on how to use the micro robot. The capsule, which is steered by magnets, might also be useful in treating aneurysms, very aggressive brain cancers, and abnormal connections between arteries and veins, known as arteriovenous malformations."
So, I mean, the aneurysm thing, again, that would be going in and removing a blood clot, right?
You go to a specific location.
Yeah, so if you have, like, a blood thinner, or you're trying to clear something out, you could take that and literally have all of that medication put exactly where you need it to break up that clot.
But if he, you know, initially they were talking about clinical trials.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of drugs get caught up in clinical trials because, and it just takes a long time because of side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this would fast track all of that.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, the side effects aren't a thing because it's not affecting other parts of the body.
That's
right.
Yeah.
So it goes. So it's easier to get to go on on the drugs.
Dude, we
in
are
the system.
I feel like we are on the cusp.
Yeah.
And not that medicine hasn't gotten better over the years. Clearly, it has. But I feel like we are. We're like 10 years away from like, oh my god, type stuff. Like whenever I hear stories about this, and my daughter who's she's going to be a doctor. She's pre-med at PSU. She's always telling me about a paper or a research thing that they have going on. And dude, some of the stuff seems science fiction, right? Like a robot, a grain of sand that delivers drugs specifically to an area so you don't have side effects. I mean, that's like some Star Trek crap.
And it can travel against the flow of blood.
That's
wild.
You fight upstream.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
It's a strong magnetic field.
Yeah. Dude, that's awesome. What was the one? The Japanese apparently are regrowing teeth. So they say that within a couple years, the idea of you having to have like dentures, that's gone. They can just grow a new tooth in your mouth. You lost a tooth, instead of like the post that you have to put in there, just grow a new one. You have an aneurysm, here's fine. Here's a little robot, a sand robot. Yeah. We'll get in there and clean that out.
I'll use my little PlayStation controller and take it right to your brain aneurysm and you'll be fine. This guy here, Howie Choset, he's a professor of robotics and biomedical engineering at Carnegie Mellon, probably one of those smarty pants.
Yeah.
He says he's been working in the robotics field for more than 30 years. He says, "I try not to overhype things, but this particular work right here in terms of being able to deliver high precision care, out of all of the research I've seen in 30 years, it is by far the most exciting."
Huh.
Hell
this,
yeah.
This guy says that his wife is fighting ovarian cancer, and they've been reading a ton about the latest clinical trials, and he says nanotechnology, the future of cancer treatments.
Yep.
My daughter said it just right up here, up on the hill, our little smarty pants health and science university there, said they're developing a surgery to wash the brain for Alzheimer's and like CTE, that we're on the cusp of having a surgery where like the proteins that cause the entanglements, we'll be able to go in there and basically wash your brain, and you're good to go.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where when you're 50 years old, as I am, or you're 46 years old, you look at this and go, God, you know, you don't think it. You think you live in, well, you do live in modern times,
yeah,
but you also think like, I lived in such primitive times.
Yeah.
When you think about how little we know about the human body,
yeah,
and just how little we can control.
Yep. There is a...
We're like Neanderthals,
yeah,
basically.
This is one of those... It's not a great movie at all, but there's a... Star Trek had a movie back in like the 80s where they... It's Star Trek, it's like the journey home. They travel back in time to save whales. It's a ridiculous plot point. But it's a fun enough movie with, you know, Spock and Kirk and all that. And they come back and one of the crew suffers like a brain hemorrhage or something, and they take him into the ER and they're going to cut him open. And McCoy, Bones, like goes in there and he stops the doctors and he's like, you guys are butchers. Like, and it was one of those things where it was an interesting commentary that, yes, if someone from the future, if you took someone 400 years in the future that came back and saw the most modern science surgery that we have, they would probably think it was like where we view medieval people putting leeches.
Yeah.
The idea that we are literally taking a bone and sawing into your skull and drilling a hole, they would look at us and be like, oh my God, you guys are a bunch of monkeys.
Well, not even 400 years. Just think about...
Yeah, 100 years.
Think about 100 years. Think about how we feel about 1925.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, turn of the century medicine.
It's like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just there's nothing... And the way science is advancing, it could be like 10 years. Exactly. And we're going to be looking
at... Well, that's our lifetime at least.
Yeah. Well, the idea, like, what do we do with cancer right now? We literally poison your body and hope that we kill what's killing you before it kills you. I promise you, in our lifetime, we are going to look back on that approach of chemotherapy and radiation and be like,
right,
what?
That's what you had to do.
This was the plan?
That's to
poison your whole body?
Big thing AI is going to help.
Sucker.
I think that will speed up our search for a cure for everything faster than we've ever seen it.
So,
by the way, nice little drive by the Texans.
Nice,
including Davis Mills, slinging the ball
20 to 16 at the half.
I apologize for my David Mills sucks
your slander.
Comment. Yeah, he looked awful early, but that was a nice drive.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Hey, it's Rob sticking around for The Nash. 50% off all window styles right now, but only through the end of November. So just, what is that, like 10, 11 days left for that. Living in Portland, you want your home to be comfortable year-round. You want your family protected, your investment to be protected. You want to feel great about it for years. Well, windows are a big part of that. They can help you save money on your energy bills. And right now, like I said, half off any window style. They can be installed in a day or less from Window Nation. And this is the company that was just ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies, so you can trust them. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. So look, it's a win-win for everybody. If you just get nice new windows, you know you need them. If your windows are leaky, there's air leaking through them, there's condensation, you may need to check into Window Nation's quote. So schedule a fast free estimate right now by going to windownation.com. That again, windownation.com. Do not wait to put an end to your window problems. Please tell me you heard it from Isaac on The Fan. Windownation.com, license number OR249065. Hi. Bye. I'm a balloon.
Yeah.
Bye. I'm not a balloon. Wait, I'm a balloon.
We're done.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Go Bills, by the way. Come on.
Do you have some cash on that?
Yeah, he said he did, yeah.
Maybe.
You can tell. He's got the...
Freaking Davis Look, Mills.
You can probably tell when we lose money on a game by how we talk about that. We won't say it, but you can probably... If you just listen close, you can tell.
That was a facetious question, by the way. Like, yes, I know you have money on it.
Come on, Josh Allen.
God.
The hell.
All right.
Don't freaking picks.
I think Nemec's coming up next because he's here.
Yep. I would assume. Otherwise, that's going to be a little weird.
You think he just hangs out here?
He showed up once and then realized he didn't have a show. That did happen.
That's a great feeling.
I did that one time, and I didn't even talk to anybody. Nobody knew I was here, and it was great.
I don't understand that. You what?
There was like a baseball show scheduled, but I did not know that it was not happening, like on a particular Tuesday. I walked into the building, saw the schedule, did not have that show on it, did not say anything to you, did not say anything to Buck.
Just left.
Yeah, I was like, screw this, I'm gone, baby.
I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Coming in at 2:45, be like, yep.
Deuces, bitches.
Everybody have a great night, okay? Andrew Nimmick coming up next, live and local. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.